I am the oldest child in a big Jewish family. I'm the oldest son, I'm the oldest cousin, and I had pretty much spent my whole life complying with everyone's expectations for me. I had done well in high school, I had studied for my standardized tests, and I had gone off to college, and as I get ready to graduate, everyone, my parents, my grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, everyone wants to know, so what are you going to do next? And I really didn't know, and I was really, really scared by that. I felt like there were all of these trains that were coming out from college that were leading you to these happy, successful, prosperous lives. Like you could be on the doctor train, or you could be on the lawyer train, it could be on the scientist train, and I wasn't on any of those trains, and I didn't know which train I wanted to be on, and that was just really, really scary for me. And I was an undergrad at Columbia, and there was a lot of connection between the undergraduates and the financial services industry. And these guys would come to campus and they would do these things called information sessions. And they'd pass out these pamphlets and they'd pass out these little pieces of cheese and you would kind of schmooze with the guys and people would ask these questions like, tell me about the work-life balance at HSBC. And one day I'm riding on the train and I see this guy who's a couple years older than me and he's wearing this really nice suit. And he's really handsome and he's really dashing and he sees his friends on the train and they ask him what he's up to and he goes, I've gone over to the dark side. I'm an investment banker. And so I somehow go back to campus and during the fall of my senior year, I start applying for these jobs in financial services and I upload my resume to these websites. And I go downtown and I buy a suit with my parents' credit card. And I go to these interviews with these guys, and this is right before the financial crisis, these guys from Lehman Brothers and these guys from HSBC. And I explain to them why I want to be an investment banker. And of course, I don't at all want to be an investment banker. And it's the absolute worst parts of myself that are pushing me down this course. And my friends were not at all financial types. They're a little concerned, they're worried. So my friend Brendan is like, you know, you're applying for jobs on Wall Street? And my friend Abbas was like, you are a writer and now you just want what every other wants. And my friend Hannah really asked me the best question. And Hannah's question for me was, have you given up? And what I took that to mean was not have you given up on some ambition, but like have you surrendered to all the difficulties and all of the anxieties of being a person and trying to figure out, seriously, figure out what you want to do, figure out who you want to be, figure out how you want to be in the world. I was already pretty deep in at this point, though. I mean, I had a second round interview for Lehman Brothers, so they would interview you first on the campus, and then they would interview you downtown. So I put on my suit. And I went downtown and I started talking to this woman and we started having this great conversation and the interview was going really well. And then in the middle of the interview, she asks me, so, how are you interested in financial services? And I just froze, like I just panicked. I had no answer to this question at all. And there was this terrible 45 second pause where I was just racing to think of something. And all I could think about in that moment was that there was this point in your life where you stop worrying about who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do and how you want to live and what you want to do and stop worrying about the entire context in which you're operating and you just shut up and you put on your suit and you go and you work your 60-hour week and you go to brunch. And I thought that that point, I thought that point had come for me at 22. That's what I thought. And so obviously at this point there was this sickening silence and I was not gonna get this job. And we both understood that. And as I'm riding the subway back to the campus, it was just really, really clear to me that this didn't feel right and the office didn't feel right. And I got back to campus and I canceled all of my interviews and I emailed all my friends being like, oh no, I've come back, I've come back. And I just turned 28 and I am still very much figuring out who I want to be and what I want to do, but I am not on the dark side. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.